Sección 4. El ritmo inglés. Unidad 1. El ritmo inglés. Características generales.
And now the weather forecast. And I hope you enjoyed the summer yesterday because it may not last much longer. England and Wales will start dry and sunny, but clouds will increase in the west this morning, with rain in places spreading east to all parts by this evening. Rainfall amounts will be very small in the south, many places staying dry, but there may be some heavier outbreaks in northwest England. Rain heavy in places in western Scotland and northern Ireland will spread to eastern Scotland this morning, followed by brighter weather with showers. Temperatures similar to or a little higher than yesterday's. Winds light or moderate southerly. Text 2.
The tragic death of Peter Sellers came too late for the early editions of the papers, but the news was in the later editions. The Daily Star, under the headline, Sellers is Dead, said the actor lost his desperate fight for life last night. The man who made millions laugh died after his fifth heart attack, and the doctors who treated him said it was only his amazing will to survive that kept him hovering on the brink of death for more than 36 hours.
Unidad 2. La estructura rítmica del inglés. El pie rítmico.
Text 3.
Well, I think the thing is that you can't relax until you recognize tension. You've got to know when your neck is beginning to ache because you've looked down too long. You've got to know when your back is stiff because you've had your feet jammed together and the tension's going up the spine.
Absolutely right, yes. But also, walking is a lovely way, and you can actually relax by doing something physical instead of just standing and holding yourself tense. The muscles are tense, ready for some kind of activity, and one of the finest ways of relaxing is just going for a gentle stroll or a gentle swim or a gentle anything to work the muscle tension off. You don't have to be passive. You don't have to lie in bed to relax.
Unidad 3. La isocronía rítmica.
There once was an old man of Ealing who had an expectorant feeling, but a sign on the door said, don't spit on the floor. So he looked up and spat on the ceiling.
Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and trampled back to the jungle. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Dr. Bell fell down the well and broke his collarbone. A doctor should attend the sick and leave the well alone.
Text 4. Well, I think yes, in an ideal world, everything would be fair. I don't see how one is going to arrive at that position. As far as radio and television goes, yes, there is a balancing factor there, but it all comes down in the end to one editor's opinion. It's all going to be slanted slightly one way or the other. You can't help how you feel about a subject. If you are an editor of radio news or television news, you're going to have an opinion on certain things, particularly those with a political bias that affect your life. Text 5. Barbara Castle?
Well, I'm awfully sorry that Brother Jackson's talking nonsense again. It just shows how the desperate need for more competition by women to raise the level of the men's efforts and intelligence. You see, just talk of... You say that women have an equal chance with men today. Well, really, I wonder if you believe it. I don't know which is worse for you to say it, if you say it just to get a round of applause, or whether you really believe it. Because, look, dominated by women. Look at the House of Commons. There are less women in the House of Commons now than there were immediately after the war. Do you realize that? The domination of women is actually diminishing, not extending. And the, you know, you get... All right, you get the odd flash in the pan, you get a woman prime minister, but she's the only person in the whole cabinet.
Unidad 4. El efecto del ritmo. Procesos fonológicos.
Text 6.
Obviously, lots of people would have different types of criticisms about marriage. And in fact, the statistics show that marriage have a very good chance of not working these days for all kinds of different reasons. But still people do it, and still people fall in love.
Do feminists fall in love as well?
I'm sure, yes. I don't think feminists are any more immune to it than anybody else. I think it's fantastically strong. I mean, it's not really very surprising if you think everything around you. You turn on the radio and pick up any ordinary women's magazine. The message that's being put out is that, you know, if you find the right person, then you'll be happy. And if you don't find the right person, you won't be. And it's one person, and it should be forever. I mean, all those myths that run so strongly through our society.
Text 7.
I think that the part of the problem with them is that in lots of relationships, the men really do have more power, that they're more likely to have better paid jobs, and the whole society would sanction the couple moving where the husband's job was and his life coming first, and the woman sort of, all those kind of things which I think actually make it very difficult for relationships between men and women to work anyway. But I suppose I think that we've got to start taking apart the idea of romance, and you have to start thinking about all the different elements, you know. Like, for instance, if you fancy somebody, does that mean that they're really going to be somebody you want to be with in your old age?
Unidad 5. La alternancia rítmica.
Text 8.
That really raises the whole problem, and that is that people involved in health education, although they themselves may not be all that healthy, do tend to think that life centres around health. And, of course, for the bulk of the population, including ourselves, I'm sure in our personal lives that in actual fact is not the truth, so that we want to have a whole lot of choices about what we do with our life, which often depends on the amount of money we've actually got in our pocket, and often we are quite prepared to undertake work to achieve the amount of money and the lifestyle that we think's important for us, which is quite detrimental to health. Health educators themselves are not very honest about looking at the motivations that people have.
Text 9.
It seems that as soon as you put health in front of education, it changes the name of the game, where in fact educators have long been concerned to attempt to enfranchise people by and through knowledge. But knowledge, of course, is power in the same way as literacy campaigns in the 19th century made a dramatic impact on standards of living in due course. So also I think it's clear that if we can raise the general levels of understanding and debate about health issues, so also the public at large will be in a position to make more constructive demands, more wide-ranging demands, on what kinds of policy, social action will make a difference to the health of a community.
An Anglican minister and a taxi driver both died at the same time, but to his chagrin, the minister discovered that the taxi driver had been sent to heaven while he was consigned to the other place. Why should this be? The clergyman complained to St. Peter. After all, I must have prayed to the Lord far more than that taxi driver. That may well be so, replied St. Peter. However, each time you gave a service, everyone fell asleep. But when that taxi driver gave his service, everyone prayed.
Unidad 6. Los encuentros de tónicas.
Text 11. If we have a law which says that something or other is a criminal offence, then the rule of law requires that anyone who does commit that offence, and he's found out, is prosecuted. And if the evidence is there and the jury believes it, he's convicted. There shouldn't be any arbitrariness about who's prosecuted and who isn't. That, I think, is the very important distinction to bear in mind. Now, the law is that if anyone deliberately kills someone else, then he's charged with murder, and if the jury is convinced on the evidence, he's convicted of murder. There are, of course, certain exceptions. Infanticide, you know, the mother who kills her baby, and there are things like causing death by dangerous driving on the road, which isn't done deliberately, but very recklessly. There is a form of manslaughter, which is doing something recklessly and killing somebody, but not intending to kill him. But apart from that, if anyone deliberately takes another life in this country, he is charged with a criminal offence and convicted of it. Now, the court then very often has an option, either the court or the Home Secretary, about what to do with him. If it isn't murder, but manslaughter or infanticide, causing death by dangerous driving, the court has a discretion about the sentence. And in a case where there are many extenuating circumstances, where one has a lot of sympathy with the defendant, well, obviously the court can pass a very light sentence, or even no sentence at all.
A bus carrying 4 passengers stopped at the first stop, and 5 people got on. At the next stop, 6 got off and 10 got on. At the next stop, 1 got on, but nobody got off. At the next stop, nobody got on, but the 3 got off. At the next stop, the bus went straight past, to the consternation of an old lady who hadn't realised it was a request stop. However, at the next stop, she did get off, and a couple got on. There was 1 more stop to go before the bus reached the terminus. Only 1 got on here, and at the terminus, of course, everybody got off.
Unidad 7. To be. Variaciones rítmicas.
Text 11.
There are 2 kinds of people that have to go into homes. We're all disabled, we're all elderly, but you can't put us all in one group and say, we've all got to behave the same way. We've all had different backgrounds and different experiences.
There's one particular point, and I'm sure that Arthur and I are in agreement on this. We discovered, in talking to the police surgeons, that the lighting in cells was very, very poor, and that it was quite impossible to carry out a correct medical examination of the thoroughness which was necessary.
I think it's disgusting, I really do. When you think of the people in this country have been told, as they were last night on TV by the Chancellor, that we've got to take a drop in our standard of living, to read the next day in the papers that Mr. Jenkins is going to get £90,000 for finishing a job which he knew would finish after 4 years anyway, I think is absolutely immoral.
I think we're going to be in Europe. I think we've no alternative. We have to stay there now that we're there. I think that agricultural policy has been, in common with, say, the agricultural policy of the United States, it seems to be geared towards overproduction, because it is efficient, because the agricultural industry is efficient. It's producing food, it's producing wine, you get butter mountains, wine lakes. They're producing too much.
Unidad 8. El efecto del ritmo en tu head.
Text 12.
Manchester, up to now, hasn't really been considered as a destination for this sort of exercise. But I think that once we get a few more groups through like this, who go back and tell them what a wonderful day they've had, we'll get more and more in the course of the next couple of months.
Have they had a nice day, though? I mean, are you sure about that?
They seem to have done. I think a couple of them may have been a little disappointed that the weather wasn't quite what they expected in Manchester. We've had a beautifully sunny day here today.
A woman has a right, has rights, has worth in herself. It's absolutely ludicrous that a woman should have to face the choice of going through a distressing and, you know, a complicated system of court hearings to prove that she has worth and that she has rights to have an independent income, to have a fair acknowledgement of the amount of work she's put into a family or into a job outside the home. It's unfair that she has to be faced with a choice of going through the courts to establish that.
Have you noticed, actually, now that you've got onto that particular subject, Alan, that there has been an increase in the number of attendances for those pre-retirement courses as people become more and more aware that they are going to have to use their leisure time constructively?
Yes, there has. I wouldn't say that there's been a dramatic increase. What we've provided has tended to stay much at the same level from year to year. We've been doing it for 6 or 7 years now.
Unidad 9. To do. Variaciones rítmicas.
Text 13.
You can read all about it, as I've said, in Psychic News, including the difficulties some people get into, like Elke Sommer, who says she now has 2 bodies, and I'd rather not think about that, if you don't mind. Or about Mae West, who says a man friend comes up to see her sometimes and dissolves into the sofa. Looking terribly well, she doesn't say at what stage she does this. I nearly forgot to mention that Jeremy Lloyd, the author of the BBC's Are You Being Served, says he's in touch with the other side, but he doesn't say if it's ATV, Granada or London Weekend. And I'm glad the editors of Psychic News do have a sense of humour. Enough, anyway, to tell the joke about the Irish spiritualist who said, "I'm an atheist, thank God." The sort of joke that makes you feel you really have been there before, doesn't it?
Did you have any special form of training for this particular job?
No, none at all.
Do you think training for the job of a warden would be helpful?
I don't see how training could be given, except on-the-job training. This is the only way to learn, by actually working amongst the people in this type of a situation.
Can you tell me why you don't think training would be helpful?
I have been on one of the courses, and I didn't find it very helpful at all.
What did you find unhelpful about the training course you attended?
There was too much dealing with many of the aspects that we don't come in contact with in our normal everyday work.
Unidad 10. Verbos modales.
Text 14.
Does this 1701 Act actually say that if Prince Charles wanted to marry a Catholic, then he just cannot marry her, or is it simply that the children of the marriage would then be debarred from succeeding?
No. If he marries a Catholic under the Act of 1701, he loses. He can marry her. He's not stopped from marrying her. He ceases to be the heir to the throne.
And that's that?
That is that.
So what would have to be done to alter this? Presumably a new Act of Parliament.
A new Act repealing that particular clause and substituting whatever else Parliament would wish to substitute.
Would this be a fairly easy process, do you suppose?
Not all that easy.
Why not?
Because it's a constitutional minefield, the whole of this area. I mean, obviously one Parliament cannot even in 1701 control what we do in 1980, but I don't think it could be a one-clause bill.
What else would have to be in it?
Well, you see, if, for example, you, what would you do about Mohammedan, Hindu, and other religions or non-religions? You'd have to have some definition of whether the head of the Church of England could marry a non-Christian and so forth, and you'd get into a long trail, I suspect, of very thorny problems.
Unidad 11. Formas pronominales.
Text 15.
So why do women keep on doing it, giving up the advantages of being single to get married, not just once, but maybe twice? It's a puzzling question, and one that the women's liberation magazine Spare Rib decided to investigate recently.
Initially, it was because we got an article sent to us by a woman. The article was about how all her friends were getting trapped into getting married young, how they'd been hooked or conned by the myth of romantic love, into falling for the first bloke who proposed to them and settling down with a little house and kids. And she's saying that that's not what she wanted. She wanted to see more of the world. She'd rather have sensible, real relationships with her friends, and how she actually positively enjoyed being on her own, and not having some man hanging around her neck all the time. And we have to start thinking about all our different needs, and whether in fact one person can possibly meet them. And I think it's obvious that we do have lots of needs, and that nobody on earth could meet them all.
It is hard for the wardens to run a home. I'll agree with you, but I should think that somewhere, somehow, there must be some way of making these people there happier. Now, from this nice home with plenty of rooms, I did say to the owner, "Have you got a library here?" He said, "Well, there are a few books if you want to look around for them. Not a proper room with books in it." So I said, "And how about having a calling library?" We did apply, but there were not enough people who wanted books.
Unidad 12. Artículos, adjetivos y sustantivos.
Text 16.
There are a whole series of consumers. They're not the same. They differ, and differ in their requirements. Some of them want to buy whiteness cleaners with care. Some just want to buy straightforward stain remover. Some are interested in price alone. And our job, of course, is to be clear as to what these consumer demands are, these consumer requirements are, and to produce brands to meet them.
I'm perfectly certain that I remember several of my former lives as accurately as I remember the first time I cut my knee at the age of 3 in Kensington Gardens. I certainly remember being a lawyer in Rome, the first century AD. I certainly remember back in Egypt more than once. And I think I was a provincial governor or somebody, whatever they called it, in the south of France.
Well, yes. I was brought up in a very strict, religious Roman Catholic upbringing in Ireland. I was educated by the Jesuits, and it's always said that if they get you before you're seven, that's it. My mother always blames them for my lack of religion.
You've got to know when your neck is beginning to ache because you've looked down too long. You've got to know when your back is stiff because you've had your feet jammed together and the tension is going up the spine. Once you learn to recognize tension, for instance, if I hold my arm out and stretch it and hold it there until it hurts, and then I let go, it's a sense of relief. Is that not so, Donald?
Are there some women who really should not go on the pill at all?
Yes, definitely. What we say, in fact, is that it's not that the pill has an awful lot of problems. It does have some, as some people are too dangerous for the pill. Not that the pill is dangerous, but some people are too dangerous for the pill.
Unidad 13. Preposiciones.
Text 17. Yes, there has. I wouldn't say that there's been a dramatic increase. What we've provided has tended to stay much at the same level from year to year. We've been doing it for 6 or 7 years now.
And a reminder that in 5 minutes, when the time will be 1 o'clock, you can hear The World at One, including the news. After that, just glancing at our schedule for the remainder of the afternoon, we have The Archers at its usual time of 1:40, followed then at 2 o'clock by more news, and then Woman's Hour, which today comes from Belfast.
Well, I am personally very much in favour of diversity as well. I think that children from a different cultural background are faced with a problem because they encounter one culture at school, and in the case particularly, say, of Asian children, a different one at home. And I think one has to help them to overcome some of the conflicts that arise from that.
It's no part of the brief of those of us who want to see a shift of emphasis from individual to the collective to deny in any way that it's important for individuals to become aware of what they are able to do for their own body, and so on and so forth. No question that that is a crucially important set of information for any of us, but at the same time it's mystifying if we persist in encouraging individuals to think that what they can do in and for themselves through the control of their head, their eyes, their genitalia, their feet, whatever it may be, can be as far-reaching an influence on their health as changes in society and the environment.
Unidad 14. Conjunciones y adverbios.
Text 18.
Well, I'd rather not talk really about gloom or optimism. Look at the facts. Last year the market was 1.7 million. This year it's going to be 1.5 million. Now, that's obviously a big reduction on last year, but nevertheless, a 1.5 million market is still a big market, and there's plenty of business to go for there if we reach out and do the right things. And in 1974-75, as far as Ford was concerned, in very difficult times, that was after the first oil crisis, you will remember, and there was recession, there was trouble, we, however, continued to invest. It's not just money, but it's vast quantities of money. But a great deal of effort and dedication was given to it, and when we came out of that recession, we were a great deal stronger than when we went in.
I just find this world of ours so inequitable that I find it hard to accept that there is a God there looking over us and guiding everything that we do. And having said that, with an instinct to self-preservation, I shall almost certainly run for the exit, if and when my time comes, and I have time to look for the exit. I shall probably say a few well-chosen prayers, and I'm only saying this now at this stage of my development. I think, who knows what I will believe. I may go back to fundamental beliefs as I grow older, but at this stage I find it hard to believe in God. But then one looks at so many men of far greater accomplishments who do believe in God, who have made their whole life around a belief in God, and then you say, who am I not to believe? So Exactly. My position is Robert's. That I'm in the middle, and I'm confused. I hope I'll find the answer.
Unidad 15. Otras formas de obtener ritmo.
Text 19.
You will do no such thing. Putting chains around my front bumper and lifting it up onto its hind legs. They'd scratch it. I've lavished hours of loving care on that car, and I'm not having it desecrated by the likes of you.
Dynamogenic living, yes. The reason being that we want to get into certain habits. I hate health bores and fitness fanatics and so on. There's no need to be constantly buying things from the health food store and vitamin pills and so on. All that's necessary is to get into a healthy way of life, which I happen to call the dynamogenic way of life, and I describe in the book. But to get into a healthy pattern of living, and then the habits, look after you. Bad habits lead to illness. The right sort of pattern leads to health, vitality, fitness, and so on.
Well, in a way, I agree with you, and yet I disagree in the sense that I feel that people who go into a country, no matter how little they actually learn of the country, get a feeling for it, which you can't get through a film or you can't give through a lecture. And this doesn't just apply to teachers.
Well, I've never been able to discover, nor has anyone ever been able to tell me, a single advantage which we have derived from belonging to the EEC. I understand that it was an institution that at one time appealed to Mr. Heath, but it doesn't really seem to appeal to anybody else. And I'm sure that Barbara Castle is going to enter it from inside like Guy Fawkes and hopefully blow it up.